Well, we've got the Check In Tas app, which as of about 10 days ago, you could download your proof of vaccination straight to your Check In Tas app via Medicare, via MyGov, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So...
they've made it easy for everybody, haven't they, Aaron? Really, you know, if you have a bloke who's designed all this, seriously, you've got to have a good hard look at yourself, mate. Seriously, it's terrible. So, yes.
So it's a bit complicated, but once it's there, it's there. But will that be, like, when you go interstate, for example, if I wanted to go and see you in South Australia or you wanted to come here to Tassie, and you had the, what do you call it in South Australia? Is it the Check-In SA or something or what?
Yeah, we've got Check-In SA. We've got a cross-border app as well. I think we've got about seven over here.
Oh, no.
You know, over as well. But what I'm saying to people is one page on your smartphone with everything to do with COVID now. Don't have anything else on that page. So you know you've got to go on your smartphone, you go to that page, and you can show your vaccination certificate. You've got problems with Medicare. It's on there. Put a shortcut to your camera on there as well. So you've got just on the one page. And if you're travelling, people, make sure your smartphone's all charged up.
Why is that in particular? Oh, of course, because if you go through the border at the airport, yes, right.
And it's flat. It's flat. Good luck.
You ain't getting in.
No.
Yeah, so...
You're one of those poor people on the side plugged into the side just to get 5% up so I can see my phone.
Right. Now, okay, well, let's take it one step further. If you want to travel internationally, okay? So if, for example, and I'm yet to do it and I have to do it soon because I've got to go to Victoria in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So if I download, and I will do, if I download my vaccination certificate proof to the Check-In Tas app via MyGov, via Medicare...
I would also be putting that vaccination certificate, because you're on Android, into the Google Pay app as well, which is a secure app. If you're on an iPhone, I'm encouraging people to put it into Wallet on there as well.
So it's just like a backup, yeah?
It's like a backup for it, yeah.
So if, for instance, if the Check-In Tas app happens to go down or get hacked or whatever... And
exactly, because we had problems with the MySA Gov app over here a few weeks ago. 2,600 people had all their details leaked on there as well. So it can happen. So that's why I had that backup on there to make sure that no matter what happens, you can show your vaccination certificate.
You know what the Tasmanian government's doing at the moment here for young people to get vaxxed?
No, what are they doing?
They're giving away iPads, Apple Watches, and iPhones. No, they are. Seriously.
Wow.
They're just like, they've got this competition online where 12 to 18s register their, show their proof of vaccination or whatever.
Yeah. Yep.
And then they can win iPads, Apple Watches, iPhones, the lot.
Good idea.
Well, as the Premier said, and as our State Health Commander, Catherine Morgan-Wick, said, we'll do whatever it takes.
Exactly right.
So,
I think that's a great idea. I really do, to get the young people to go along and do it.
Anyway, so for young people listening, maybe on the way to school, that finishes today, okay? So if you want to win that Apple gear, you've got to do that today. Register online at the coronavirus website. All right. Well, let's go to some Christmas tech gift ideas on a budget.
On a budget, wireless Bluetooth speakers, they sell as low as $39, which are the JBL Go-To Minis. I think they're a great little speaker. They go up in price. You can get ones for a few $100 that you can drop them in the pool. They've got lights on them. They're dustproof, really good. But $39 is a good price.
Mm.
Apple's AirTags as well, for the iPhone people out there as well. You put the AirTag on your keys, on your bag. They start at $45 or $149 for four of them. And if you leave one of them behind, it tells you on your phone you've left it behind and time to go back and get it.
I know, right? Yeah.
Oh, it's a wonderful idea. The Microsoft Surface Range is on sale right now. So if you're after a computer, this couple of weeks is the time to buy it, because we've got Black Friday and Cyber Monday on there as well. And don't forget, wireless earbuds are always good from Apple, Sony, and again, JBL are the budget ones. And they're quite good out there as well, $78 for those.
Righto. Now...
I was going to say one thing I wouldn't buy, Darren.
Oh, yeah?
Is the Samsung Galaxy Earbuds Pro. There are many reports coming in from overseas that actually cause ear infections because of the nickel inside them, and it turns out Samsung might be the recipients of a class action suit. And I've got to say, if you buy earbuds and you take them out of the case, why don't you just wipe them down before you actually put them in your ear?
Yeah, fair enough, too. And how about occasionally using a bit of cotton wool, or a cotton bud, rather?
Yeah.
You know, and just give you a bit of de-waxing there. Actually, I've got to do that. It's been a while since I've cleaned my ears out. You know what I had to do the other day?
Right.
Now that I'm 50, what's with hair growing out of your ears and on top of your ears? Yeah, I'm having a shave, and I've had hair growing inside my ear, coming out of my ear, for the last probably since I was 40. That's natural. That happens. Now it's growing on the top of my ear.
Welcome to the club. Firstly, you're shaving our face. Now we're going to shave our ears.
Shaving
as well.
The top of my ear.
I know.
It's not cool. I just don't like it.
And just a big dating tip, and if you're trying to get the ladies, get rid of the hair on top of your ears. So
that's right. It's not a good look.
No,
I mean,
it's
have to, you have to do it because it wants hair on the top of their ears.
Yes.
It's like, wow. It's like, I look like a character out of bloody Harry Potter. Anyway, let's move on. Now, you mentioned the Microsoft Surface range, specials on those. So you got more Microsoft news?
Yep. Windows 10 is going to one major update a year. There'll still be monthly security updates. Remember, people, Windows 11 is out. Even though it's out now, Windows 11 is out. Windows 10 will still be supported until October 2025. Now, if you do have a new Windows 11 computer, check out the Photos app on there as well. Tons of great improvements that photographers will really love and the home people will love on there as well, with new editing features. If you're buying a Windows 11 computer, or you've got one at the moment, Microsoft are making it very, very hard for you to swap to anything but Edge to browse the internet with.
Right.
They've really locked that down. And it's actually been talk of being anti-competitive in America, so they might have to change it. And finally, Darren, Microsoft sent out a press release saying that they will improve Windows 11's performance, it's not that bad, in 2022.
Okay. 2022.
We're going to do better, not this year, next year.
Yeah, and they don't say what part of 2022. Like, it could be December 22.
Exactly right.
All right. There's some useful information there, as always, and good chat about it. Good to see you supporting Tim Payne.
Yep.
Sure our cricket listeners will appreciate that. And actually, Richard's email that he sent me this morning was listed, titled, The Tim Payne Appreciation Society.
There we go, Tim. We're behind you.
Society is to blame, as Andrew Denton used to say.
That's right.
Society is to blame. All right, mate. TalkTech.com.au is Richard's excellent website. Have a great week. Talk to you next Wednesday.
Look forward to it, Darren.